Welcome to the Soul Lounge. The Soul Lounge is now open. And here's your host, the Lady DJ.
Well, I'm glad you could join me once again inside the Soul Lounge. Coming up for you, the song that everyone has been talking about this week. Plus, I've got new music from CeeLo Green, and we will celebrate the birthday of a Midwestern rapper who's done pretty well for himself. But first, I got to give you some music from a group whose sound was originally inspired by British acid jazz funk, but now has kind of transformed into something that's a little more reminiscent of 90s style neo soul. The goal of this group, to create what they call mature, high caliber music with a youthful edge. So the idea is to get young people into it, but also to attract older folks who think young people aren't making great music. And together, the internet is making some wonderful music. I'm going to give you a chance to hear for yourself. Here is the internet with Under Control inside the Soul Lounge. since his beginnings with Goody Mob, I got to tell you, I've always appreciated CeeLo Green as a songwriter. And every time he drops a new song, I try to spend as much time with it as I can, just listening over and over again. He has a new song out. We're going to hear it next. It's called Sign of the Times, and it does not disappoint. I want you to listen carefully to this one. CeeLo Green, Inside the Soul Lounge.
I wonder, could it be you and I are a sign of the times? Why can't we open our eyes to the sign of the times?
When I feel like I'm all out of love and my time is up, it scares me. Just as fairly, oh, if only music would make us understand.
That was Miguel with Adorn inside the Soul Lounge. You know, there has been one artist on everyone's lips, in everyone's ear, and on everyone's mind this week, Adele, who after a 3-year hiatus returned with a song that has broken streaming records, chart records. And listen, this is just the single. I cannot wait to see what happens on November 20th when Adele's new album 25 drops. Here is the song everyone's been talking about and streaming. This is Adele with Hello inside the Soul Lounge.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet, to go over everything. They say the time's supposed to heal ya, but I ain't done much healing. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference between us and a million miles. Talk about myself, I'm sorry. I hope that you will. Did you ever make it out of that town where nothing ever happened? It's no secret that the both of us are running out of time. So
hope you like that one, the new one from Adele. You heard it here first inside the Soul Lounge. I am the Lady DJ, and you know, when I was growing up, I used to run home to watch music videos, and one of my favorite videos was the song for Say, Say, Say from Michael Jackson and Paul McCartney. So imagine how excited I was to hear that Paul has released an updated version of their 1983 record for a reissue of his album, Pipes of Peace, and he also released a new video to the song Say, 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 which can be found on Paul's Facebook page. So here I am sharing with you a little old school redone. This is Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson. Say, say, say inside the Soul Lounge. Don't you move. We'll be right back with more inside the Soul Lounge.
music is the language of the soul. From the ambient R&B sounds of yesteryears to today's new soul experience, you are now inside the Soul Lounge.
Welcome back to the Soul Lounge. We are starting the second half of the show with our hip-hop cut from a St. Louis-born rapper who just so happens to be celebrating his 41st birthday today. Nelly broke onto the scene as a solo rapper back in 2000. His first album, Country Grammar, sold 8.4 million records in the U.S. alone. And since then, he's gone on to win a couple of Grammys. He's appeared in a few movies, on a couple of television shows. He's got a clothing line and also a nonprofit organization in honor of his late sister Jackie that attempts to educate African Americans about bone marrow transplants. He is quite the entrepreneur. I love Nelly. I love this song. It is the title track to his debut album, Country Grammar, taking you back on the Soul Lounge.
Sounds so good.
My name, calling all night. I can pull the wool while I'm being polite. Darling, calling.
Jendina's classic man inside the Soul Lounge. He belongs to Janelle Monae's Wonderland Collective. They are a group of talented and intelligent, very aware musicians. Now, Jendina said that he believes that musicians should have a purpose beyond just releasing songs, and part of that purpose should be understanding one's history. And so he tries every time that he writes and records and performs music to make sure that the spirit of those who have come before him penetrates the creative process. Don't you just love that? Anyway, coming up next, we got to check in. Coming up next, before we check in with Nikki Strong, I want to give you a song from this artist who flew under my radar for so long. I don't know how it happened. But one day, a friend of mine said, I want you to come to this concert with me. You'll love this guy. I was absolutely taken by Anthony David. I've been a huge fan of his ever since. This is my favorite song of his, and it is my pleasure to share it with you. Anthony David, Sweet Pay, next inside the Soul Lounge.
Tension, can we just let it out? Oh, just a little time, a taste of wine, just a few things on my mind. Let me know, are you open? Just let it out. Oh, it's a simple equation. I've been waiting, patient. I'm saying we both know you are open. Oh, baby, just roll and roll. Let your mind be free. Yes, just follow where I lead you. It's so hard to find.
All right, it's time for us now to check in with Nikki Strong in Strong in the City. Hey, Nikki Strong, how you doing?
I'm fine. Shauna Renee, how are you?
I'm good. So, okay, you know I live vicariously through you because I spend way more time in the studio than I do anywhere else, it seems. And you, of course, out in the city doing your thing, going to all these live shows, and I am so jealous that you got an opportunity to see one of my favorite vocalists, Layla Hathaway, recently.
Yes, Layla Hathaway is the bomb diggity.
She is.
And I wish you were there. You would have really enjoyed the show. It was a fantastic show. It really was. It was funny, and of course, she's phenomenal. But one thing that I find to be really interesting about this project, because she was promoting her CD, which just dropped, Layla Hathaway Live. So I was seeing her live, and she was promoting her CD live. And she did this CD with Pledge Music. And Pledge Music is a direct-to-fan music platform that brings artists and fans together to share in the experience of music as it happens. So basically, you know, you may want to pre-order the CD for $10. You can get the CD and then, like, access to exclusive content, like backstage updates. And for different amounts of money, you can access different things. T-shirts, autographs, but her site, you could access some really cool stuff. Like, you could have her call up and sing happy birthday to you if you, like, pledged $100. Now, Shauna, as a big fan, your birthday coming?
Sure, yeah.
I could have paid that and had Layla Hathaway call you up. That is hot. How many people would dream to have something like that?
Oh, absolutely.
A personalized voicemail.
Okay, I would do
really
that.
Cool. Yes. You could come on stage and have her sing a song specifically to you, which I saw her do at the concert. She said, "Who's my person?" She called them on stage, and we saw her sing this whole song to this person who obviously, through Pledge Music, helped finance her project and earned that exclusive privilege. She also said she would write a song for you. Now, that was for $1,000.
Okay.
But she would talk to you, find stuff out about you, and then create a
song.
That's
worth it. That I would do for $1,000.
Yeah, right?
That I would do.
And then she would autograph it and send it to you on CD. Check this out. She also said that, let's say you were an artist and you're working on your CD, I think for about $3,000, she would do a background vocal arrangement for your project. Is that hot or what?
Wow. Now, what's the difference between this and, like, GoFundMe? You know, is this, the money that is being pledged, was it on the front end, or
yes,
was this, okay, so it's kind of the same concept. All right.
And you can have access to all of this. But it was amazing, like, how creative it was. She would DJ your party, you can go hang out with her, all these different amounts. And so if you only had $10, for $20, I think you could, you would be able to get rare live recordings, stuff that she's recorded over the years that's never been released and that would not be on the new album. That's worth it.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And that's a great promotional tool as well for her. I mean, not that she really needs it. I mean, people who enjoy good soul R&B music know that Layla Hathaway is definitely going to deliver, but it's still a good opportunity for folks to become more intimately involved in the project.
Yes.
And I think that's what we like to do is
girl, you could get your name in the liner notes.
Yeah.
Oh my God, this is so cool.
Yeah,
and if you are looking to support good music, you don't just have to buy a concert ticket and buy a CD. You can actually say, oh my God, Shauna Renee is getting ready to do a live project. I definitely want to support her. All I have is $10, but for $10, not only do I get the CD, I get this. Or I can buy a t-shirt and know that it's going towards the project that she's working on. So that I found to be particularly exciting. And her new CD, Layla Hathaway Live, which just dropped, it was recorded at the Troubadour Theater in L.A., where her iconic father, Donny Hathaway, recorded his 1972 album, Donny Hathaway Live.
Wow, I didn't know that either. That's phenomenal.
So you even paid for that full circle historical significant experience.
Well, she is incredible. And I tweeted this out when I first heard the single that we're actually going to get into in a little bit. I am a huge Anita Baker fan. You know, I'm originally from Detroit. Anita is my homegirl.
Yes.
I don't know that I've ever heard anyone do an Anita Baker cover that I found to be satisfactory. But my girl Layla put it down. I tweeted her about it and said, you know what, you're the only one I've heard do it. And she was so gracious to say thank you.
Yes. She did it in concert, Shauna.
She did.
You missed it.
I did. I need to get a life. But Thank you so much, Nikki. At least you have a life, and thank you so much for coming in and sharing it with us so we can feel like, you know, we're part of this scene as well. So why don't we get into Layla Hathaway? This is the first single from the live album. She released it a while ago. It is her take on Anita Baker's song Angel.
Which is and a classic, Anita. You can't take that's a signature cut by Anita.
Yes.
So you can't play with that.
Yeah.
But Layla? She sure enough can.
Indeed. Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you next week. Here's Layla Hathaway with Angel Live inside the Soul Lounge.
If I could, I'd give you the world, wrap it all around you. Won't be satisfied with just a piece of his heart.
Inside the Soul Lounge.
Play. She plays. I'm not the God of Nazareth, but your flood can be misunderstood. War telling me they're full of pain, resentment. Need someone to live in, I'm just to relieve tension. Me, I'm just a tenant. Landlord said the wall vacant more than a minute. The wall are vulnerable. Exclamation, interior pink, color coordinated. I interrogated every nook and cranny. I mean, it's still amazing. Before they couldn't stand me. These walls wanna cry tears. These walls happier when I'm here. These walls never could hold up. Every time I come around, demolition might.
If these walls could talk, I can feel rain when it cries. Gold lives inside of you. If these walls could talk, I love it when I'm in.
At me continuously, I can see your defense mechanism is my decision. Knock these walls down, that's my religion. Wall feeling like they ready to close in. I suffocate, they catch my second wind. I resonate in these walls. I don't know how long I can wait in these walls. I've been on the streets too long. Looking at you from the outside, then they sing the same old song about how they was always the cleanest. I beg to differ, I must have missed them. I'm not involved, I'd rather diss them. I'd rather call on you, put your wall up. Cause when I come around, demolition go.
If these walls can talk, I can feel the rain when it cries. Gold lives inside of you.
If these walls can talk,
I love it when I'm in.
If your walls can talk, they tell you it's too late. Your destiny accepted your fate. Build accessories and stash them into yours. Take the recipe, the Bible. Wall telling you that commissary is low. Race wars happening, no calling CO. No calling your mother to save you. Homies to say you're a reputable, not acceptable. Your behavior is family to board like a killer that turned snitch. Wars is telling me you pray for pills, hoping the warden would afford them.
That sentence so important.
Wars telling you to listen and sing about me. Retaliation is strong, you even dream about me. Kill my homeboy and God spared your life. Dumb criminal got indicted same night. So when you play the song, rewind the first verse. About me abusing my power so you can hurt. About me and her in the shower whenever she on you. About me and her in the after hours of the morning. About a baby daddy currently serving life. And how she think about you until we meet up at night. About the only girl cared about you when you asked her. And how she known the famous rapper.
Walls can talk, 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 talk.
The latest from Kendrick Lamar inside the Soul Lounge, that's called These Walls. Kendrick has been pretty busy on the road. Last month, he was here in Washington, D.C., where he performed with the National Symphony Orchestra. You know, these rappers performing with orchestras, this trend is really very interesting, and when done well, sounds great. Kendrick, as I mentioned, has done it. Nas has done it. Big Boy did it down in Atlanta. I really kind of like it. Well, that does it for us this week. I had a great time hanging out with you, as I always do. Don't forget, if you have a request or a question, if you're just a fan of soul music and you want to connect with me, you can do that via social media. I am on Twitter at VOA Lady DJ, and you can also search Lady DJ and the number one on Facebook to find me there. So until we do it again next week, take care of yourselves and each other. Peace.
Cry a river, build a Rome in a day. Yeah, I would drive to heaven and build you a staircase. Cause I heard action speaks louder than words. So when you have all your doubts and wonder, do I need you? Do I love you? Well, I'll go blind for you to see I do. When you need proof and words won't do, I'll walk on fire just to get to you if I have to. I'm a fan. just gonna run, walk a mile per minute to get where you are. Yeah, that's what I'll do if I had to.
Radio თავისუფლება ყოველდღე აშუქებს საერთაშორისო პოლიტიკის მთავარ თემებს, მნიშვნელოვან მოვლენებსა და განცხადებებს.
Habemus papam.
La protection de Charlie Hebdo et qui ont été tués.
Советский Союз распался. Что такое Советский Союз? Это Россия и есть, только называлась по-другому.
Гусминет FM 107.4-ზე და სპასიკ შენებზე. Ლაპარაკობს Radio თავისუფლება.